Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Peace and blessings unto you on today. We are indeed grateful. We're grateful to be back here on tonight for the Prayer News Network Global. We're grateful to be here, and we are grateful that you're joining us on tonight. God bless you tonight, each and every one of you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. People of God, it's another day, another hour that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And we're just so grateful for it on tonight. We're so very grateful. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad on tonight for the keeping power, for the sustaining power of God? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and when I think about all that he's done for me, all he's done, people of God, listen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
My soul cries out, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. What about your soul on tonight? Do your soul cry out, hallelujah, on tonight? Amen, Jesus. We can truly thank God for his goodness, for his grace, and all that he's done for us. We can truly say that we are blessed. Amen. We're here. Amen. In the land of the living. We've not transitioned over, people of God. So that obviously means that there's still work for us to do. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming in to be with us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you real good on tonight. God bless you real, real good on tonight. Amen. We are indeed excited, people of God. We came expecting, I don't know about you, but I came expecting, amen, from the Lord. Listen, people of God, we cannot take it for granted. When we go into the presence of the Lord, we cannot take it for granted, people of God. We can't take it for granted, amen, Jesus, that we're going into his presence. And people of God, why go into his presence with nothing on your mind? Amen. Glory to God. The saints of old used to sing, what you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Put it on your mind. Put it on your mind, people of God. Don't worry about it. Just place it in your spirit, on your mind. Let us watch God. Let us watch God move for us. Amen. So we are, again, indeed grateful tonight. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming, people of God. While you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. We want to thank God while you're doing that. Just want to remind you to get your pencil and paper to get ready for tonight. Amen. To hear what the Lord will say. Amen, Jesus. To hear what the Lord will say on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are mindful of your time on tonight. Amen. So we're going to move expeditiously so we can go ahead and get our speaker in. People of God, amen, Jesus, realizing, amen, that many of you, amen, glory to God, were in services today. Amen. Such as myself, people of God, amen, just beginning to get settled in from our service on today. God moved and we're grateful, but we come back to hear, amen, what the Lord has to say on tonight. While you are inviting someone to come in, people of God, we just want to give God thanks and praise. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, thanking God for him, thanking God tonight, people of God. Glory be to God for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking him for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop, as well as my pastor. Thanking him on tonight, people of God, for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks and praise for them. And we thank God for all of the leaders that come here to be a part of this Prayer News Network outreach. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We give him glory, people of God. We give God the glory, amen, for the great things that he has done. And truly, he has done great things. He has truly done us well, amen. Thanking him tonight for our PNN advisors. Thanking him tonight for our prayer warrior, our scripture reader on tonight. Thanking God tonight again, people of God, for your leaders. Amen. Just want to reverence your leaders. Amen. Extend them highly. Hey, glory be to God, because people of God, we didn't get here on our own, but someone made the cycle touch God. Someone made the sacrifice to take the time to get into the Word of God to feed us until we get to now where we are. And guess what, people of God? We are still growing. So we thank God on tonight. We can't stop growing, people of God. We cannot stop growing, amen, growing in the grace of God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise tonight, amen. Jesus, we want to thank God tonight for our standing messenger on tonight. Thank you, God. Glory be to God for the woman of God. Amen. She has a standing, glory be to God, spot. Amen. That she comes, that God has given unto her, that she can come on Sunday night and on Monday night. And people of God, she's no stranger to the line, but we thank God for her for keeping the charge that the Lord has put upon her for a time such as this. Amen. So we give God thanks. And we give God praise, people of God. We want you to prepare, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. We want you to prepare. We want to get your heart, get your mind right on tonight so that we can hear what the Lord is saying, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us, the church. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. People of God, prepare your hearts on tonight. Glory to God to hear God's messenger. None other than the prophetess Sharon Duncombe. People of God, she'll be coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. As you're listening, you may say, I hear a little accent. Yes, she's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. People of God, now abiding here in the States with us. Amen. We're thanking God for her, people of God. Amen. Coming to us by way of Thanks, Alabama, our headquarters church. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're grateful to have her. We're grateful, amen, that she, again, is keeping this charge that the Lord has put upon her. We want you to go ahead, people of God, and again, invite somebody. We are live. We are live. We are live. We are live, people of God. And we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to come. Amen. Glory to God, in our live broadcast, people of God, at the end of the broadcast, amen, we open the platform as we normally do for those that need prayer, for those that need salvation. So if you know someone, glory to God, that needs prayer, you need some know someone that needs salvation, now is the time to go ahead and take somebody, invite somebody. If you have to jump off the phone and jump back on, jump off and call somebody. And let them know that we are live on tonight. God bless you tonight, people of God. We're going to get ready for tonight's broadcast. And tonight, people of God, as always, we want to sanctify the line, get our hearts and our minds ready for the word that's prepared to come unto us. Amen. Coming to us by way of missionary Dorothy Fan. We give God thanks, amen, for her diligence, amen, and our scripture reading that will come by way of Sister Mary Hollins. We give God thanks and praise for these women of God, people of God, glory to God. There were many, 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 amen, that started out, glory to God, but these two women, they remain, and we thank God for their faithfulness. We thank God for their faithfulness to this outreach, but most of all, for their faithfulness unto the Lord, amen. So we give God thanks and praise for these beautiful women in the Lord, people of God. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and release the platform to missionary Dorothy Fan. And then right after her, people of God, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. And then the very next voice that you will hear will be that of our speaker on tonight, Prophetess.
The recording has started.
Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. You have the platform. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. God, we lift tonight, Lord God. God, we give you the praise tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God. Thank you and praising you for your goodness. Thank you and praising you, Lord God, for your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love towards us. We magnify you tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you so much, Lord God, for bringing us back, Lord God, on this line this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you so much. We come before you right now, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God. Look upon this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we have done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for if we committed any sin, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, for all iniquities, Lord God, all transgression, Lord God, all thoughts, Lord God, that we may have had that just wasn't pleasing to you. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God, lifting up our hands unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to just to move by your spirit and by your power on tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to just move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the way that you see fit tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to give us ears to hear, a spiritual ears to hear, Lord God, what you will say unto us tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to touch each and every one of us on the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for you know our name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for we asking you, Lord God, to just move by your spirit and by your power tonight. For, Lord God, some come looking for one thing and some come looking for another, Lord God, but we come, Lord God, tonight to hear, Father, from you in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to have thine own way in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, even to go into the hospitals, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and touch those that are sick, Lord God, that the doctor has walked the way, Lord God, and said there's nothing else he can do, Lord God, but we realize and know that you got all power in your hand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You never lost a patient, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that's on the ventilator, Lord God, those that's on life support, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to move, Lord God, tonight by your spirit, by your mighty powers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, look on the homeless, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, that don't have food to eat, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move, Lord God, mightily tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, every soul, Lord God, that's looking for a way out, Lord God, every soul that's looking to be saved, Lord God, that want to, Lord God, live for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a heart of flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may receive, Lord God, your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power on this line tonight, Lord God. Look on the woman of God tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way tonight in her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you for this woman of God, Lord God, that yield herself to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her right now. We magnify you. We glorify her right now, Lord God. We glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Look on Minister Bradley
Touch her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the way that you see fit. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy name, Lord God. For, Lord God, you and you alone is worthy. On tonight, Lord God, you is worthy, Lord God, of every hallelujah. Lord God, you are worthy of every hand clap. Lord God, you just worthy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we do give you the praise. We do give you the honor. We do give you the glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we will say amen to you, Lord God. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 37th chapter of Psalms, the 23rd through the 31st verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lenient, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. So the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. I have read to you the 37th chapter of Psalms, the 23rd through the 31st verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. We praise God tonight. We give him the glory. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of glory, of honor. Bless his name. He is worthy of every hallelujah, every thank you. He is worthy, bless his name. The fact that we are alive today, the fact that we can come to this line one more time and people are dropping dead all around us. Little children are being killed and dying. It's the spread of death is upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah tonight. So we have every reason and every right to give him praise because tomorrow is promised to no man. In fact, he didn't even promise us the next second to live because he can snatch our breath within a split second. So for every breath, hallelujah, glory to God, that I take, hallelujah, every step that I make, I give God praise, hallelujah, because I did not have to be here on tonight. Glory to God. The enemy should have taken my life a long time ago, but by the grace of God, I'm here tonight giving God glory. I'm here tonight to lift up the name of Jesus, to magnify him, and to bless him. Thank you, Lord God. You're welcome once again to this PNN Global Line. Bless his name, where the presence of the Lord lives, where the fire of God and the power of God is living, is moving, is breathing over us right now. Thank God for his presence. Hallelujah. Because we cannot do nothing without his presence. Thank you, God, for your presence. And I come in agreement with the protocol that has already been established. But I do give God thanks for my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem. Hallelujah, where I worship. Bless his name, his wife. And all of you PNN advisors and prayer warriors and evangelist Bradley, you, woman of God, I thank God for you for just making yourself available. And here we are today on this line doing the work of Almighty God. And tonight, let us pray. Father, I give you thanks for this word that should go into the hearing of your people. God, that you would saturate this atmosphere with an anointing that would make your word come forth with ease, with power and authority, yes, God. God, that you would word my mouth tonight, that I would speak with the Spirit of saying unto us as your people. Father God, that you would touch the ears of their hearers, hallelujah. As they hear the word, oh God, they would hide it in their hearts, that they may not sin against you, that I may not sin against you. We want to give you thanks tonight, oh God, for the angels that are in the midst of us, for the blood of Jesus that covers this line, cover the airways, oh God, neutralize the prince of the powers of the air and every interruption and interference, any backlash and spirit of retaliation. We neutralize your power and we pull it down out of the atmosphere. Oh God, we present this atmosphere and this line to you as your word goes forth. Now be glorified in the midst of us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm dealing with a topic that is called the sound, S-O-U-N-D, that God is looking for. The sound. Bless his name. God has been dealing with me with the fire of God and a lot of other things that have to do with Pentecost, the Pentecostal experience that they had. And as I began to look into it, the sound, there's a sound that sticked, the word sound popped out to me because he said there was a sound that happened that caused something else to happen. And so when God brought the word sound to me, I began to look into it and to learn about what the sound is that God is looking for from his people. And so I'm dealing with 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 12, if you care to follow me. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, however, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself. But he that prophesied edified the church. What that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interprets, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. Even things without life-giving sound. Just remember the word sound. Whether pipe or harp, except, glory to God, tonight they give a distinction in the sound. God is looking for a distinctive sound. How shall it be known what is piped or harp? For if the trumpet, glory to God, tonight makes an uncertain sound, glory to God, tonight, who shall prepare himself for the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. And you know, when you lift up your voice, there's a sound that comes out of your voice. And it says, none of them is without significance. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus tonight. Everybody has a distinctive voice. And you will know a person by their voice even if you don't see them. Verse 11 says, therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. And so when he says edifying of the church, he's talking about prophesying. That is what makes it bring edification to the body of Christ. And so as I was listening to a song, and this song caused me to really get and study this and find out, because the person who sing the song, they were talking about a sound. And so to lift up their voice, a person lift up their voice and begin to give God praise like they really mean it. And so there's a sound that comes out when you're praising God. is a different kind of sound that comes up from a person who really prays God, who really go into praises. Some people just praise because they probably are asked to praise, or they just feel like doing it. But there's nothing to it. You don't feel nothing from it. But there are some people, if they lift up hallelujah tonight, their voice, and begin to really praise God, like they really mean it, there's a sound that will come out of that voice and out of that praise that can change and shake and shift the atmosphere. He said, when it comes to, what the person said, when it comes to worshiping or praising, God is looking for a sound. This really got my attention. So what I did, I began to look at the different scriptures about sound in the Bible. But when I came across this chapter in 1 Corinthians 14, which I just read, verses 7 and 8 really stand out to me. It got my undivided attention. Those two verses are my focal point on tonight. Verse 7 said, even things without life-giving sound. Things that don't have no life, like the pipe and the harp, if they do not have a distinction in the sound, the question is, how shall you know if it is a pipe or if it is a harp? And so God is looking for a distinction, and he is looking and that should be, you should be able to identify different sounds. And when you look at the word pipe in the lexicon dictionary, it talks about a flute. It is a flute that you play. And everybody knows what a harp is. And a harp to which pleases, and it says in the lexicon, a harp to which praises of God are sung in heaven. And so what it says, there are harps that are playing in heaven that have a distinct sound in the kingdom. That is making the distinct sound. And when you listen and you think about David, he played his instrument, this harp, and it comforted the soul of Saul. Bless his name. And so there's a sound that God is looking for that is very distinct in this hour from the life of his people, from the church. The word distinction really got my attention. Because it's in the scripture, the distinction means that there is a difference in the musical instrument that you are hearing or listening to. And the word distinction, bless his name on tonight, hallelujah, is a difference, means a difference or contrast between similar things or people. There is a sharp distinction between what is working and what is leisure. When you're having fun and when you're working. Some other definitions, it means difference, contrast, the similarity, the similitude, variant, variation, division, separation, differentiation, contradiction, discrimination, segregation, dividing, line, gulf, gap, and chasm. That's the meaning of the word. That's the meaning of the word distinction. Bless his name. And so as we go on in this, as I sat and I thought about all of the definition or all of what is being said, the Holy Ghost began to download into my spirit, telling me that God is looking for a sound of distinction from the church. Here, hallelujah, he is looking for a sound of distinction from his people. He is telling us by his word through this scripture what he expects us to do. The first thing that comes out of his mouth is the word charity, the word love. In verse 1, as we read it a while ago, that we should follow love. This is the hour the love of many has grown cold. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, love has a sound. Love has a distinctive sound. You know when you fall in love. Hallelujah. You know when you love somebody and you begin to talk. It has a sound. You tell them how you feel. You show them how you feel through your action. So there is a sound that is given off when you love. This is the hour God is saying we need to love like never before.
especially right now, the love has grown cold in the churches like never before. We don't love the way the Bible tells us love in the house of God. This is time to walk in love for one another, to be there for each other. But I found out that many in the churches, they don't really care for no one but themselves and family members. If they had to choose, this is what God said to me, if they had to choose between helping a brother or a sister in the church or their family member or their children, most likely that brother or that sister in the church will get left out, even though they may have a greater need. Bless his name. That's the carnal mind and the carnal way of thinking. Hallelujah. But that is not the word, what the word of God says. And Jesus is our example to the God tonight. He chose to be with his disciples and the sinners rather than with his family. Bless his name. And if you look at, and what he was showing you, he was showing you that pure love. He was showing you the sound of love by hanging out with those people who people shouldn't hang out with, according to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. His own family didn't get his attention as much as those people who were not related to him. So what is God saying to us? He's telling us to wake up. We need to care for each other in the body of Christ, especially in this last hour. Galatians 6 and 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. We have favoritism. We have groups and cliques in the church where some people like some people and they can't stand another people. But God, you can't go to heaven if there is a clique. So you can't get to heaven if there's just a group you favor more than somebody else. He said, especially unto them, as we have therefore opportunity, Galatians chapter 6 and 10, let us do good unto all men. But listen to what God is saying, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God is speaking to us, and he wants a sound of love to be in the body of Christ. But I travel many places, and I've seen some cold-hearted people in the body of Christ. Don't care if you eat, drink. They don't even find out who has a need. What did Jesus say about taking care of others? Instructions from Jesus on helping others. He said, my commandment is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow something from you. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deed and glorify your Father. So what he's saying, when people, you know that you have it, that sister or a brother come to you, and some, a lot of people are liars in the body of Christ. When you know you have it, you may have it in the bank account. You may have it in your cupboard. And before they say, I have to just do it for you, many, many times you most likely turn people away who really have a need. Glory to God. I've been in a position before. I'm just finding myself here. When I have a need, I'm being turned away. But I leave it to God. I bless God for it, because why? It pushes my faith into another level to believe God for what he has to do for my life. Romans chapter 12, 9 through 10, 13, 16, and 20 said, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly, affectionate, one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring, choosing one another. Preferring one another, distributing to the necessity of the saints, giving to hospitality. Do we find out who have a need among the saints to distribute what they need? He said, giving to hospitality, be of the same mind toward one another. Verse 16, he said, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. What God is saying, stop looking at those who probably could be a blessing to you. Stop looking at those who have the big house and the car and the land. You probably could get something from them. And people are hurting. They are in a low estate. God said, pay attention to them. They may be a widow, fatherless, an orphan, homeless, hopeless. We pass them by. And I'm talking to some people in the body of Christ are hurting to the core, that they don't know what to do. They're afraid to ask because they may be turned down. But God is saying there is a sound that he is looking for, and this chapter starts with charity. So God is speaking that he wants a sound, but first of all, there has to be some love displayed for the sound of God to be released in the body of Christ, for the sound of God to be released in the earth. Because first of all, if we can't love each other in the church, how can we go outside and love people outside when we have our brothers and sisters that are hurting right in under our eyes? Bless his name. He said, be of the same mind towards one another. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And so God is asking us to feed somebody who is your enemy. How much more God expects us to feed somebody in the body of Christ, who's supposed to be our sisters and our brothers? He said, when you do this, when you feed your enemy, you're going to cause them to become guilty. They're going to be feeling some type of way, because here they are. They're hating on you. They can't stand you. They're trying to get you, but yet you're showing them all this love. And so they will become guilty, and they will feel so bad about themselves, because you're allowing your enemies to see you. I know what you're doing to me, but the love of God in me would not let me retaliate, would not let me come up against you. I must show you love. Matthew chapter 5, 42-48. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Bless his name, the money. God is saying, anybody asks you for something and you know you have it, he want to borrow it from you. God said, don't turn the person away. This is the word of God. We obey God in a lot of things, but this is something tonight when I began to study this, and I said, I had to examine myself. I said, God, I need to walk in this type of love that you are showing me on this scripture. I need to exercise this. I need more of the love of God. That agape love will cause you to go beyond the call of duty for your brothers and sisters. But that agape love is hard to find in the body of Christ. Verse 43 says, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemies. But what Jesus said, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them, bless his name, that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye, said God? What you going to gain from loving somebody who loves you, or from giving to somebody who loves you? Do not even the publicans do the same? Hallelujah. Tonight, God is speaking to us as his body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's asking, for if ye love them that love you, what are you going to gain? What reward will you have? That's a question God himself is asking us, through the body of Christ. Do not even the publicans do the same? They only used to pay attention to those that were in their cliques and in their groups and in their portfolio, those who match their status, who live behind gated community. I'm only going to check for those who living like me, who driving like me. My God, tonight. And the Bible said, if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so. So if you passing me by, I'm your brother and sister in the church, and you passing me by without even speaking. You see me and turn your head the other way. I'm saying hello and your mouth has yet to be open. And so God says, if you salute your brethren only, what you going to benefit from it? What are you doing more than others? If you just delivered somebody who close to you, who is your bosom friend, and you leaving other people out, what are you going to benefit from that? What are you gaining? He's asking this. What are we gaining from acting the way some of us act in the body of Christ? And so he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. God is telling us here in this scripture tonight to be mature. Perfect means maturity. Mature in our love for each other. Be perfect in the way we treat each other. That is what God is saying. And the word perfect means brought to its end. It means being perfect means finished. Wanting nothing necessary to completeness. Being perfect means consummate human integrity and virtue of men. It means full grown. When you are full grown and mature, you wouldn't think, we wouldn't be thinking and acting the way that we act toward one another. And it says adult. Hallelujah, of full age and mature. That's what perfect means. And so what does God say? Stop acting like a child. Act like an adult. Act like a grown-up. Act like you're full age. Act like we are mature. The way we treat each other, some of us do act like we are kids. Only children quarrel and fight and hate up on each other. And we're supposed to be beyond that. Hallelujah, right now in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God tonight. In the Strong's definition, it says growth and mental and moral character. Glory to God. It says completeness. So God is saying there's a soundness I'm looking for, some growth I'm looking for, some mental growth and some moral growth in your character. God is looking for. God wants to build us. God wants us to become one. There is too much division and fighting against each other in the body of Christ. And that is not sound mind. That is not love. God is listening and looking for a sound of love and compassion from his people. It is time to come into perfection. It is time to be matured. The way we treat people in the body of Christ is important to God. We can sing, pray, prophesy. I don't care what we do, but if that love is not real, God looking at us like we are stupid because he said, you don't have real love. You don't have me in your heart because you hate me or have a problem with the sister or the brother that did something to you years ago. Unforgiveness. And so it is important to God that we let go and walk in love. We will give an account to God if we have the ability to help someone and we refuse to do it. We will give an account to God because of this word tonight. God expects us to honor his word and keep his word. Hallelujah. Too much selfish, self-centered people are in the body of Christ that focus on my house, my car, my this. Nothing you have belongs to you because if God didn't give you the strength, you would not have it. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God blessed us to be a blessing. But when he blesses us, we forget where we came from, some of us. We forget when we were struggling, so many of us. And so God is saying it's time to wake up and walk in sound of love. God is looking for a sound of love, people of God. Thank you, Jesus. There is a sound that comes out in Philippians chapter 2, 2 to 5. Fulfill ye my joy that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Bless his name. So God is, when we are on one accord, and when we have the same mind, there is no way there should be any divisions between us. There should be no cliques or no favoritism or no groups in the church because our mind is the same. And God is telling us here in Philippians chapter 2 and 5, be like-minded. Fulfill, what it says, fulfill me my joy. Who joy? Fulfill, God is talking to you. Oh, glory to God. It's time for joy to come back from the lives of some people. It's time to be like-minded. Time to have the same love. That's what the scripture is saying. Being of one accord. It's time to come in the spirit of oneness. We are stronger and we are better together. But a lot of people in the body of Christ are not displaying that oneness. The minute something happens between you and somebody, they back away from you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't have nothing to do with you. They still holding you in. They may be smiling in your face, but deep down inside they know they wish they never saw you again. They wish they could just turn the other way without having to speak to you. Verse 3 said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Hallelujah on tonight. God said, get rid of the vain glory and strife. He said, but in lowliness and humbleness of our minds, get it in our minds that we should esteem others, hold them higher than ourselves. We don't do that. Hallelujah. We don't see nobody higher than ourselves. Glory to God. But God is speaking tonight. It says God wants to move in the body of Christ. He wants to bring revival. He wants to change things. But our mindset and our attitude have to be, my God, change. It has to go, glory to God, unto me. Esteem them better. This is my word. This is Philippians chapter 2, and that is verse 3. He said, esteem others better than yourself. Look not, on verse 4, it says, look not every man on his own things. He says, stop looking at your things. Stop looking at what you accomplish. Stop looking at what you get. He said, but every man also on the things of others. Bless his name tonight. What he's saying, look on other people. Look on the things that they have. Look at you and compare you to them to see the struggles that they're going through. See the hurt and the pain. Probably can't feed their children, can't pay their bills. And so many people in the body of Christ have thousands of dollars stuck up in the bank, hundreds of dollars, and people are hurting. And God is saying this is the time to reach out in love. Put others first. God wants a change. And so there is a sound in the word love that God is looking for. Verse 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if we have the mind of Christ Jesus, he was all about love. He was so loving and selfless that he gave up his life. He suffered. He was bruised. He was mocked. He was gone just for the love he had for us. He laid down his life because of the love he gave up. Love is giving. He gave up so that he could show us how much he loves us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He expects us. Glory to God to reach out and show his love. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, release the spirit of love. Oh, God, in the body of Christ, release God. God, in the name of Jesus. The next verse said, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility. And it says, consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only on your own interests, but also on the interests of others. Hallelujah. God is speaking to the body of Christ because he wants to do something. There's a sound that is being released in the earth by God. Hallelujah. Some things have to change and some things have to happen for God to move the way he desires to move. John chapter 1, John chapter 3, 16 to 19 says, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. In other words, God said, be there for them. He said, if your brother asks you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If they ask you for your coat, give them your cloak. Be like that good Samaritan. The man was on the road, the Levite and the priest, who was supposed to be the ministers of God, passing by on the other side. But this good Samaritan that was seen as a dog and back in that day was the one that went there and showed this man who was beaten to a pulp and put him in a hotel and paid his bill. Glory to God, and hotel, the hotel keeper, to give him what he needs, whatever, and I am going to pay the bill for the children that I don't even know. We know people that are going through, and we don't even do that for who we know going through. Oh, glory to God on tonight. God tells us to follow after charity. What does the word follow? What does the word follow mean? Glory be to God. It means to make, to run, to flee, to put to flight, to drive away. So God's saying it's time to take flight. It's time to run into what I'm telling you to do. Get, and the next word, to run swiftly. Stop wasting time. Run swiftly in order to catch a person or a thing. To run after, to press on, to reach the goal, to pursue. Hallelujah, on tonight, in any way whatsoever, to harass, trouble, molest one, to persecute, to be mistreated, to suffer persecution on account of something without the idea of hostility, to run after, to follow after someone, and metaphorically, to pursue. And so all of those definitions defines the word follow. And at the beginning, the Bible says, follow charity. Run after charity. Pursue it with everything you have. There's a problem in the body of Christ, for we don't run after charity the way God sees us, the way God expects us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I understand now, as I began to study this, why he is saying that above everything you do, love must be the number one in our life. Many are using their gift without repentance because that is something God gave them to fulfill his work in the earth. And so a lot of people are operating in the gift in the body of Christ, but where is the love? Where is the love? Prophesying, preaching, teaching, all of these things, but where is the love? Is what God, there's a sound of your love. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:8-10, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Stop complaining. I have to do this. And she asked me for that, and I tried to give him. I don't know why they don't go work. I don't know why they don't find something to do. And God is saying, hospitality, use it. One to another. 1 Peter 4:8-10. Above all things, have fervent charity among who? Ourselves, yourselves. Use hospitality, one to another, without complaining, without grudging. As every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That's what God is saying. If I bless you with a gift, hallelujah, to help somebody, use it. If I give you the gift of finances, use it. The business, whatever it is that God gives you that is generating some funds, or that maybe your cupboard is full. Whatever it is that you can use, whatever gift that God gives you, he said, use it to support somebody. Use it to help somebody. Put away the selfishness and the self-centeredness from the body of Christ, and let's walk on together, because God is listening and looking for the sound of love that is being displayed in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He said, love covers a multitude of sins. Which means that if you have messed up and I have knowledge of it, I should not be exposing you or trying to bring you down and bring you to open shame. But rather, I should show you some love and mercy, pray for you, pray with you, try to help you, not gossip about you and your condition or your situation. That's what it means when he says love covers a multitude. You want to cover your brothers and sisters who are going through, who may be hungry and naked and don't have it. And before we help them, we go and talk. Get on the phone. Child, you see her and you see this. Look how she's struggling. Look how she's going through. But what are we doing to help solve the problem? It's a question. And we all know 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am becoming as a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, I'm going to say, it don't matter what you have tonight, so that I can remove mountains and have no charity, no love. I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity wanteth not. It do not behave itself unfeelingly. Sick is not her own. Charity is not selfish. It does not speak of wrong. It is not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity never fails. But glory be to God tonight. Whether there be prophecies, go glory to God tonight, they will fail. Whether there be tongues, the Bible said tonight, they shall cease, glory to God. Whether there be knowledge, shall vanish away. For the verse 13 said, and now abide faith, hope, and charity. These three things, but the Bible said tonight, the greatest of these three things is the word charity. It's the sound of love. What is God saying? That no matter what gift you are, how anointed you are, how gifted you are, what titles you may hold, if you don't have his agape love in your heart, you are wasting your time because it means nothing to God. God is listening for a sound of real love out of the body of Christ. The next thing he instructed us to do is to have a desire for spiritual gifts. But he said, rather that you would prophesy. Glory to God tonight. Romans 11 and 29 said, for the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Paul said that God wished for you to prophesy. Bless his name on tonight. What does it mean to prophesy? To prophesy, glory to God tonight, is to speak forth by divine inspiration. To be a prophet, to predict or prophesy. With the idea of foretelling future events pertaining especially to the kingdom of God, to utter forth, declare a thing which can only be known by divine revelation, to break forth under sudden impulse in lofty discourse or praise of a divine counsel, under like pointing, hallelujah, Jesus tonight, to teach, to refute, reprove, admonish, comfort others, to act as a prophet, discharge the prophetic office. That is the meaning of prophesying, to foretell events, divine, speak under inspiration, exercise the prophetic office. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, on this very night. So it means that you don't have to have a title of a prophet or a prophetess or an apostle or a big name to prophesy. God will cause it. It's about how unknown tongues is not speaking to men, but they are speaking directly to God, because no one can understand what they are saying or what is being said, because it is a mystery. He says the one that prophesies is speaking directly to men, and it is for the edification and exhortation and comfort of the body of Christ. He let us know tonight that the one who speaks in an unknown tongue brings edification to himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. In verse 6 and 7, he asks some questions. If someone comes to you speaking in tongues, how will you profit or benefit from it, except the person is able to speak to you by revelation, by revealing to you what is being said, or give you some knowledge about it, except they prophesy or bring sound doctrine to help you to understand what is being said. The church will never benefit from someone that brings a message that they are saying in tongues, more than they are speaking in English. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you can understand tonight. Now I've come to the two verses that caught my attention, and that is verse 4, is verse 7 and verse 8. Paul says, even though or things without life give a sound of distinction, even the things without life give a sound of distinction. We're talking about sound tonight. Paul switches his thinking to an analogy. He turns to two analogies of things without life or a song, things animated. He said, whether the flute or harp, when they make a sound tonight, unless they make a distinction in the sound, how will you be able to know what is pumped or what is played? So what he said, if you listen to the sound of an instrument and all of the instruments sound the same, how can you tell what is a trumpet? How can you tell what is an organ or a piano? How can you tell the difference? They have a distinct sound. And the word, hallelujah, distinction means a difference. It's talking about something that sounds different. Variation. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The first illustration that Paul uses of tongues speaking without a translator is musical instruments. He is telling us that even musical instruments such as a wind and string instruments need to be intelligible for music to sound beautiful. They need structure. They need harmony and rhythm that makes the music, my God, sound so different. And if you look at this and you put it on yourself, God is saying there's a sound that in your life needs to have structure. It needs to be in harmony. Glory to God. And so God is trying to restructure the church to be what he wanted to be. And if you look at the word intelligible, it is talking about being able to understand, being comprehensible, just to make the system more intelligible to the general public. Bless his name. Other definition is, glory to God tonight, understandable, easy to understand, accessible, digestible, user-friendly, clear, crystal clear, coherent, transparent, plain, simple, explicit, precise, ambiguous, self-explanatory, penetrable, fathomable. Bless his name, glory to God tonight. And so, if the instrument should be self-explanatory, plain, clear, easy to understand, when they give a distinct sound, so should our lives and our conduct and our attitude and love toward one another be self-explanatory. It should be plain, it should be clear, it should be easy, it should be explicit, it should be precise. My God, it should be accessible. It should be comprehensible. Our lives and our attitude, hallelujah, glory to God tonight. Lord Jesus, need, hallelujah, adjustment sometimes, glory to God. When I began to think, people of God, about these two verses of scripture, God said to me, the same way there is a distinction in the sound, oh, glory to God, of the instrument, there is a sound of distinction that he is expecting from his people, his church. He is looking and listening for a distinct sound in this last hour. What kind of sound is the church making to God tonight? Verse 8 talks about the trumpet. It says, for if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? Glory to God. And so the second illustration that God, that Paul used about the trumpet, it talks about going to war. In ancient times, when they used the trumpet as a call for battle or as a signal for troops movement, it was the military cross signal to move troops out of ancient world, giving cross signals as the heart of an effective army. If the trumpeter sends an unclear sound, it will confuse the army about whether to attack or retreat. So if you go to war, and there's a signal that's supposed to go off to let you know when to attack, and they send out the wrong signal, you could end up getting killed. You could end up getting destroyed, bless his name. communicating. Listen to this. Sound is not enough. Sound must communicate clearly. Just saying it, but God says it must be able to be communicated clearly. Sound have a distinction. Sound have a clear vision. Paul noted the flute and the harp, which needs to be played properly in order to make a distinction in the sound. Likewise, the same is true with the trumpet of the night. The word of glory of God, hallelujah, God for trumpet, here is salpix, or salpix, which is properly denoted as a war instrument or war trumpet. It was comparable to another Hebrew trumpet, which was played before battle, and this jubilee would announce the Lord's, the victory of the Lord's army that God when they used to go to war. In the Old Testament, which is where Paul's mind was being referring to, there were different trumpets which were used for different occasions. The trumpet that he was most probably thinking about was a battle trumpet. Glory be to God, which is first referred to in the book of Numbers chapter 1, 1 to 10, if you read it. Hallelujah tonight. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who opposes you, then you shall sound an alarm of the trumpet, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Numbers chapter 9, it says, shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Bless his name. And so there is a sound that God is looking for, hallelujah, tonight, from when you, even when you're doing warfare. Hallelujah. When you pray and there is a sound that God is looking for, when you're worshiping, when you're praising, there is a sound that God is looking for. The sounding of the trumpet, my God, tonight, is seen in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seven angels sounded, and there was a loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Paul uses of the trumpet is given to again demonstrate the need for coherence and understanding with the congregation. There is a sound of distinction from God that God is looking for from the body of Christ and from the church. Hallelujah tonight. We are in the congregation. The Bible says, let the voices which proceed from your mouth always be the voice of clarity for instruction or edification, as we just read in the chapter earlier. Your voice is for making sound. Glory to God. Each of us have a distinction in our voice. Without seeing the person, glory to God tonight, you will recognize them by the distinction in their voices. God is looking and listening for a song that is outstanding, that is making a difference in our lifestyle, making a difference in our characters, our attitude on tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God, and the things, hallelujah, that we are doing in the earth. As believers, God is saying, I'm looking for a distinct sound from my people. The things that is coming out of our mouth, God is saying, we got to be careful because the sound that comes out of our mouth is spirit and it is life. Glory to God tonight. He's looking for a sound that is clear and easy to identify like those instruments. And so God is saying, if you can identify the instrument, why is it that the church can't be identified? Why is it the body of believers can't be identified? I believe every instrument that is played will stand out because of the different unique sound. The question is, are we unique in the body of Christ, out like the sound of the instrument? Are we coming out from among the things of the world that is distracting us and making a different sound? What kind of sound is the church sending out in this last hour? Glory be to God. Should the church have a sound of distinction? Shouldn't the sound out? Shouldn't those who call themselves Christians or people of God stand out and be identified as such? Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah. In this hour, it is hard to distinguish the difference between the world and the church. Glory to God. Saved and unsaved is the difference. What kind of sound are we putting out there? Is it a sound of distinction that even demons will be able to recognize who you are? The way they recognize who Jesus was. Is it a sound that we who call ourselves tonight children of God, we call ourselves Christian, is the sound standing out and making is the sound sound standing out and making a difference in this world? If we can hear the distinct sound of the instrument, then the world should be able to look at us, listen to us, hear a sound of distinction coming from us. What kind of sound are we putting out there? What kind of attitudes are we displaying out there? What kind of lifestyle are we putting out there? So people look and see there is a distinction between the church and the world. Bless your name tonight, Holy Ghost. The world in this last hour, can they identify us? Is there a distinction in the way we dress, in the way we act, in the way we love? Glory be to God tonight. Can someone look and say, there is something different from you? There's a different sound coming from the church that would make them want to be a part of the church. You see, people don't want to be a part of the church because the sound of love is silent. The sound, my God, tonight, they're looking for love. The Bible says that love and kindness will win them over. And so the sound of love must return to the body of Christ. So the sinner man will want to come and be delivered. They want to look at you and say, I want to be just like you, because there is a sound of distinction in your dress, in the way you carry yourself. Glory to God tonight. The one in this last hour, hallelujah, glory to God. Can they feel it? Can they see it? Can they see the sound? Can they feel the sound? Can they hear the sound in the way we walk, in the way we talk? Thank you, Lord God. Can someone say to us that even the sound of your voice has a sound of distinction? Glory to God tonight. I'm talking about a sound of distinction tonight. There is a sound, hallelujah, that God is looking for and expecting from us in this last hour. Glory be to God tonight. This sound should be coming from the church. We should be on one accord. Glory be to God tonight. So this sound can go forth. There should be a genuine love so that this sound can bring changes in the church. Family, bring changes in the family. Bring changes in the nation. It should be able, hallelujah, God, to affect the lives of the unbelievers and the sinners. The sound should be in the schools and the government and workplaces. Hallelujah, on tonight. Wherever we go, my God, on tonight. And whatever we do, Jesus, help me tonight. The sound should cause signs and wonder to take place in the body of Christ. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, 1 to 10, then the day of Pentecost was fully come. Glory to God tonight. They were all in one accord and in one place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and the the house where they were sitting down. Bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. And suddenly mean unaware and unexpectedly. And the Bible says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterance. They had to wait for 10 days, hallelujah, tonight. Oh God, 10 full days in the presence of God for a move of God, which means they had to exercise patience. Sometimes when God, my God, sometimes when God wants to move, God expects him to move fast, but sometimes God will delay so we can exercise patience. Sometimes he will allow us to wait so that we can exercise our faith. My God, on tonight, sometimes when you're believing God in prayer, it's going to take patience for the manifestation of the things that you're praying for. They had to operate in the spirit of unity for a move of God to take place. They had to have the same mindset. They had to be on one accord for the move of God, hallelujah, God, to be released. My God, manifestation of the fire and the presence of God to be released. It was not until they were on one accord that something happened, and it happened suddenly. God knows the heart of mankind, every single person on the face of the earth. He knew if they were already waiting, he knew that if they were going to mess up. He knew, my God, what they would do on the day of Pentecost. Bless his name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He knew if they were ready or not, but what he was about to release, God cannot and will not move the way he desires if there is division, confusion, disagreement, hustle and fighting, opposition, competition. The atmosphere must be conducive and conscious for God move. There has to be a sanctification, which means separation, and more of God to take place. And so the reason why we're not seeing the move of God, because there's so much confusion and division and disagreement and fussing and fighting, opposition and competition in the house of God. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, all in one place. Then something suddenly took place. It was a sound from heaven. It had a sound of distinction. Glory to God on tonight. It made an impact. Glory to God tonight. The sound came rushing upon them. The sound was so mighty that it filled the room where 120 persons was waiting for a move of God. Glory to God on tonight. Are we waiting for a move of God? Are we in a one place on our faces waiting for a move of God? The Bible says a mighty rushing wind. It came as a gust of wind. It came as a forceful wind with great speed, so powerful that it blew the window open and it changed their whole life. Their language was changed. Their mindset was changed. Their attitude was changed. They were never the same again. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, when something happens suddenly, when God fills you with the fire, something has to change. You can never remain the same because the Holy Ghost came unto them as God the Mashekanda. God was a consuming fire, stepped in that room and took over their bodies. And it took, God, tonight, when this took place, there was a sound coming out of their mouth. They spoke different language. There was 18 different languages released when the fire of God fell. What kind of sound is coming out of our mouth in the body of Christ? In this hour, glory to God, God cannot move effectively if there is a separation. Hallelujah. They were on one accord, but it was very important for them to be in one place. God cannot and will not move. Hallelujah, God. When we, oh God, come up against each other, this is the hour that God is expecting the body of Christ, his church, to be on one accord, because we are stronger and we are better together. Hallelujah, tonight. He is ready to release the fire of God. He is ready to release his glory in the temple and in the lives of his people. But the problem today is that there are so many divisions and foolishness happening in the church. Glory to God on tonight. That is hindering the move of God. It is my God tonight. It is hindering the fire that should be in the body of Christ. God wants to release the fire, but my God, it goes Shanda Bahaya. We've got to come together in a thundering the wind of God. Hallelujah, God, that he's ready to release. In the name of Jesus, until we, the church, can come on one accord with the same mindset. Our God tonight is stay in one place together, come together. Hallelujah, God, that we will never experience what they experienced on the day of Pentecost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is listening and looking for a sound from his church. What kind of sound is he hearing? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus told them to stay in the same position until something happens. Sometimes God wants us to stay in one place. Hallelujah, our God. And when you be in that one place, some God. And through their obedience to God's instruction, something happened, and it came suddenly. The Bible says, then suddenly there came a sound from heaven. It came mighty, it came rushing, and it filled the house. My God, tonight, I'm talking about a sound. What is the meaning of the word sound? It's a noise. It's spoken of a roar, as like when the sea is raging. My God, a roar, a report. It also means confused noise. My God, tonight, and if you read the Bible said they were sound like they were drunk. The sound that the people outside heard coming from the upper room sounded like a bunch of confused people who were drunk, who were acting like alcoholics. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on this very night. But Peter, the bold one in the room, he stood up and started to preach. He confronted them. He had to set the record straight. He began to preach in Acts chapter 2 from verse 12. He said, and they were all amazed and they were in doubt, saying to one another, what meaneth this? Others mocking these people said, these men are full of new wine. Standing up with the 11, hallelujah, lifting up his voice, and said unto them, ye men of Galilee, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my word, for these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the ninth hour of the day. In other words, it was early in the morning. Blessed be the Holy Ghost came early in the morning. Thank you, Lord God. But this is that which was spoken by Joel the prophet. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and their sons and daughters shall prophesy, and their young men shall see vision, and their old men shall dream dreams, and all my maidens and my servants and handmaidens that I pour out of my spirit those things, and they shall prophesy. Glory to God tonight, and I will show signs of God in wonders in heaven, and in signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. Jesus told his followers to stay in Jerusalem until they are baptized with the Holy Spirit. And guess what, people of God? Their patience got them their reward. They were rewarded for their patience. The word translated spirit. Glory to God. Pneuma. Spirit, definition of spirit is pneuma. This can also refer to the breath or the wind of God. Sometimes when God tells you to do something, you have to wait no matter how long it takes. God is telling us to wait for him to move. There is a move of God coming, people of God, and it's ready to happen in the earth at this time. This is a time and season. God is saying he is listening for a sound, hallelujah, from his keeper. There's a distinct sound that he is waiting to release. There's a distinct sound he's getting ready to put in the earth. Hallelujah, God. He's getting ready to release it in the churches, in the earth, and in every nation. There is also a sound that precedes the move of God. We are now in the kingdom of God, as I'm getting ready to close this. So there is a sound in the kingdom. Wherever you will find deliverance, God said you will find healing, you will find breakthrough and blessing when there is a sound from heaven. Glory to God. Whenever you find a move of God, it is always associated with the sound of distinction. God is telling us, hallelujah, tonight, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that it is time for the Pentecostal power and fire to be released in his church. Many are quenching the spirit of God, hallelujah, God in his presence, because they have their own agendas. They are working under, my God, a witchcraft, demonic spirit, which deals with control and manipulation. A lot of people trying to control how you worship, how you praise, how you do praise and worship, how you play, whatever it is, they try to control and manipulate people. Glory be to God. tonight. They feel like the service should go the way they think. They are not subject to leadership or headship, but are trained to control other persons. Their obedience is not fulfilled, which means they have no authority or right to bring correction or instruction to anybody. That is in the body of Christ. If you look at 2 Corinthians verse 10, 4 through 6, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all obedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you are ready to revenge all disobedience, it can only happen when we have fulfilled our obedience to leadership and to God himself. So those who are walking in disobedience cannot control no one else, my God, in the body of Christ. They shouldn't be controlling and telling nobody what to do. It is now the time to come in alignment with the move of God that is happening in the earth. In this last hour, what is he doing? What my Sheikh Oman's tire? Oh, my Shanda, God, help me tonight. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight. What my Shayat, God? What he is doing has nothing to do with us. It is all about him. It is all about his will being done in the body of Christ. People of God, God said there is a move of God being released right now in the earth that we've never seen it before, which means we need to be fully equipped and ready to get in the move of God. God wants us to be sound in every area of our lives. He gave us sound doctrine to keep us knowledgeable. The Bible is full of many sounds to show us how significant and important sounds are to God. To be able to hear a sound, it means that our ears must be sensitive to the voice of God. Bless his name on tonight. And we look at here, he's looking for in Titus chapter 1 and 9. Hallelujah. It says, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. What is he saying? Sound doctrine is to convince those who contradict and oppose God and his word. Titus chapter 2, 1 to 2 says, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Titus 2 and 2 talk about sound faith, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith. So God expects sound doctrine. He expects us to have sound faith, and it's a sound faith in charity. Listen to what this is saying. Titus chapter 2 and 2 says that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and in charity, and in patience. Glory to God, we deal with patience, we deal with charity. Now God is saying, I need your faith to be, the next word is sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The sound of abundance. And Elijah said in 1 Kings 18 and 41, unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain. And how many of you know in this hour there is a sound of the abundance of rain that is about to release in the body of Christ and the earth on behalf of God's people? The next one is sound wisdom. Glory to God, and that's in Proverbs chapter 2 and 7. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Proverbs chapter 3 and 21 says, glory to God, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discernment. Sound of the shaking of the leaf. Glory to God tonight. Leviticus chapter 26, 36 says, and upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts as in their land of their enemies. And the sound of the shaking leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a thorn. What God is saying, he's going to defeat their enemies by allowing the leaves to fall of the tree, that is going to make such a distinct sound that is going to cause the enemies to break off running. Glory to God tonight. He said, be sound in your air. Joel 15 and 21, a In Psalms 89 and 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, that they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Bless his name. The sound in the earth. Romans 10 and 18. I'm finishing right now. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and the word into the end of the world. And so God is saying, there's a sound that he wants to go throughout the earth. There's a sound that is going throughout the end of the world. And the sound of my God, of the trumpet is blowing in the earth tonight. The sound of the trumpet of God is blowing to the four corners of the earth. And the last one we have tonight is the voice of the sound. The voice of God sounds like and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. The 14th chapter says, and sound heart. And so God said, your heart shall be sound. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the roughness of the bone. And so when you are envious and jealous of people, it can rot your bones. It can destroy you. It can bring you down. It can cause you to die. Envy and jealousy can kill a person. But God said, have a sound heart, which is the life of your flesh. When your heart and your mind is sound, you will live. That's what God is saying. You will live. But when you have envy, then that means you're looking to die. You're going to die because it's going to kill you. Bless his name tonight. And I'm done with this word tonight. And I praise God because when I was going through this word, people of God, God was speaking to me about a sound. And so God is saying to us tonight that are gathered here, I'm looking and listening for a sound. What kind of sound are you giving God tonight on this platform? Do you have a sound of distinction that people can identify who you really are? Can they identify who the church is? Can they identify our walk with the Lord? Can they identify the way we live? What sound are we giving? My God, does our sound have any distinction behind it? God, I thank you tonight. As your word goes forth and has gone forth, that the sound, this distinct sound of love and concern and charity, God, the things that you're looking for, the way that they treat each other. Because if we don't treat each other right, then all of everything that we're doing is nothing in your eyes. God, everything that we do, God, without the sound, the thinking of the sound of love, is wasting our time without caring for each other, or caring for another person. God, help us tonight, Holy Ghost. God, deliver us, God, where we need to be delivered. I know everybody is not like them, but God, there are so many in the body of Christ, oh God, that we need to be delivered, God. By your word tonight, deliver me, God. Deliver those under the sound of my voice, hallelujah. Tonight, if you know what applies to you, take it and run with it and give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever cushion did it here. Whatever God said on this platform tonight, glory to God, take out what's best for you. Take out what is needed in your life. And God is looking for application. Apply it, not just hear it. We need to apply it. And so, God, I thank you tonight that you would move among us, move in us, in our mind, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen tonight. Amen. Amen tonight. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. God is looking for a sound. He's looking for a sound, people of God, and even in hearing this word tonight, glory to God. What kind of sound are we emitting? What kind of sound is coming out of us? Glory to God. Is it tainted? Is it clear? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. What's behind the sound on tonight? So we tonight, people of God, we can take this word. We get this word. Look, amen, into this word, the perfect law of liberty. Let us look into this word on tonight, people of God, and consider
where we stand. God wants to do so much in the earth. God wants to do so much in us, people of God, so, so much. Glory be to God. And he has sent this word, amen, to correct us, amen, to get us in a place, amen, that we can, glory to God, experience some suddenlies in the earth. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for all that has been said on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. So much has been said, people of God. We want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It's absolutely free. Glory to God. Get a copy. You can certainly text us at 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. People of God, you can also text us at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen, Jesus. You can reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise again on tonight for the word. Amen. We bless God for the woman of God, people of God, and by way of announcements, we just want to remind you that our upcoming anniversary celebration will be July the 8th. It's going to be July the 8th from 10 to 2 p.m., people of God, and we want to see your face in the place. Amen. We want to see you. We want to see you there. Amen. Glory to God. We believe that this is going to be great. Amen. We believe that this is the time that the Lord has called that we could gather together, not virtual. We will not be virtual this year, but we're going to be in person. Amen. And so, people of God, we are looking for you. We're looking for each and every one of you. We're also, people of God, looking for sponsors. We're looking for sponsors. So if you would like to sponsor us, amen, no matter where you are in the world, if you would like to sponsor us, people of God, we will gladly receive it. As you know, we've been here on this broadcast now for 3 years, amen, and we're still going forth. We're still putting forth our broadcast. We're not charging for our broadcast. But people of God, it does take time. It takes sacrifice. And now we want to pull everybody together. People of God, we don't know how many people will be there. So we're actually looking for sponsors. So if you're listening to us in Radio Land, if you're listening to us on Facebook, if you're listening to us via podcast, we're reaching out to you. Amen. We're reaching out to you, our loyal listeners. We want to ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, consider sponsoring us here on the Prayer News Network Global for our anniversary celebration and beyond. So, people of God, if you would like to be a sponsor, if you would like to be a sponsor on tonight, we're going to give you several ways that you can, amen, assist. Glory to God, and we thank you kindly in advance for each and everything or anything that you do. We thank you kindly for helping us to get prepared for our anniversary celebration. So if you would like to be a blessing, amen, if you would like to consider sponsoring us, if you would like to, you can reach out to us via Cash App. And that Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Again, that's $GiftOfPrayer. If you don't have Cash App and perhaps you have Zelle, people of God, you can reach out to us by the phone number, Zelle, phone number 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. You can reach out to us via Zelle. And then, people of God, if you would like to send in checks, money orders, if you would like to send in checks and or money orders, you can send it to PNN. And the address is P.O. Box 2281, and that's Quincy,
Quincy, Quincy, Florida, 32353. Again, that P.O. Box is P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida, Quincy, Florida, and the zip code is 32353. Amen. So those are the ways, amen, that you can help to sponsor us. Glory to God. If there are any pastors out there, amen, glory be to God, that have been a part of this great work, you would like to sponsor, amen. Perhaps you may not be able to come, but we certainly would like to ask you to help sponsor us to get this event over, amen. And once more, people of God, if you're planning to come, we would like to ask you to please, ma'am, please, sir, RSVP. Text us at either one of those numbers. Let us know that you're coming, or you can go out to Eventbrite and also register there. Amen. So these are our announcements, people of God. We ask that you certainly be prayerful for, amen, the upcoming anniversary celebration. This, again, marks our 3 years. April 6th actually marked our 3-year anniversary. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise for each of you. Listen, reach out to your pastors. Reach out to your family members. Amen. Reach out to somebody. Glory to God, and help us. Amen. Help us to get this anniversary celebration over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Again, it's a worldwide ministry. We don't know how many people are coming, but in the event, amen, we want to be prepared for the overflow. Amen. So help us, consider helping us. Amen. Glory be to God. We'd much rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. So we ask that you hear our hearts cry on tonight, people of God, and do help us. Glory to God. Help us, help us, help us. Amen. Glory to God, to put forth a great anniversary celebration. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight for the woman of God. Woman of God, we do thank God for you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. And we do pray a special blessing. Amen. We pray a special blessing. Glory be to God over you on tonight. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you. We pray that his perpetual blessings would cover you, would shield you. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus, the perpetual blessings of Jesus, there will be none stop. We pray on tonight that every door that the enemy shut, glory to God, that the Lord would cause it to open even now. In the name of Jesus, open unto you every good door, every gifted door on tonight. We pray, glory to God, open door unto you in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree on tonight that every door that the enemy, glory to God, has asked to you, glory to God, should it be open, but by the power of God, we shut it tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare, glory to God, your peace even the more. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory to God, that he would bless you, bless your going out, bless your coming in. Glory to God from this time forth and even forevermore. We pray on tonight that the Lord will continue to bless your ministry, that he will continue to breathe into your ministry. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that he will guide your footsteps. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he would even provide, glory to God, even a greater platform, a greater platform in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We bless you now for your servant. We ask, oh God, that you would bless her family, bless her children in the name of Jesus. Father, bless everything that concerns her, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, for the word that you placed in her belly. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God that even so, oh God, for the days ahead, for the hours ahead, Father, that you, oh God, will get the increase in her life. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for every good and perfect gift unto her. We thank you. We bless you now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will keep her. We're asking that you will cover her. We're asking, oh God, that you will shield her in the name of Jesus. Shield her, oh God, hallelujah, and she shall be covered, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor, we glorify you. Cover her in your shed blood. Father, cover
in the name of Jesus. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it. We forbid it. We forbid it even now. We forbid retaliation in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you on tonight, Father, that what you've done is done towards your servant. We're thanking you now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We do give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Glory to God. Say amen unto the Most High God. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen for his servant on tonight. People of God, we want you to come on back on tomorrow night. Come back. Come back on tomorrow night, people of God, and hear, amen, what thus says the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, prophetess, we're going to turn it back over to you on tonight. Glory to God for dismissal of the line. God bless you. Thank you again. And we look to see you on tomorrow night.
Amen. We bless God tonight for his word. We thank God for all of you, that have gathered here to listen to the word. We thank God for what was said and done under the hearing of his people tonight. And I hope that something that was done, that you are edified and that you have been blessed with God tonight. And so let us just remember one thing God is saying out of all of this, I learned of all of this, is love. Real, agape, genuine love for each other. The whole thing about God is pure love. No matter what we do, if that real agape, genuine love for each other is not there, it don't make no sense. Because when we face God or we stand before God, an account will be given of how we treat each other. And so God is sending his word to clean us up, to make us whole, to change and rearrange our lives, to make us ready for his kingdom. His coming is so soon. And the enemy is fighting against the body of Christ. The enemy is at war with the body of Christ. And so we got to be alert and be sensitive to what is happening around us, to be sensitive to what is happening in the earth. And most of all, be sensitive to what is happening in the body of Christ, because a lot is going on that is not of God. And so let us gird up our loins with strength. Let us be mindful and take heed that God is looking for genuine love and how we treat. We could say we love each other, the words could say it, but the action is, if I really need you, will you be there for me or will you turn me away? That's the difference. And so tonight we give you thanks and praise, God, for this people that listened tonight. We thank you, God, for being in the midst of us on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for this platform tonight, for this to our warriors and these intercessors, oh God, and Evangelist Bradley on tonight. We thank you for her advice. We thank you for every nation, every person that is gathered from near and far, from wherever they're listening in, from God, that you would bless them, that you would, God, establish them, that you would keep them, that you would open doors and make hallelujah shaken, that the Baha'i would make ways for them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, O God, for covering us with your blood, with your shed blood. Hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Let no weapon formed against anyone connected to this line prosper. In the name of Jesus, we forbid backlash and retaliation spirits. We would neutralize their power. Glory to God, that will come up against us in any form. We want to thank you, oh God, as we leave this place, but not this present. God, may we walk in love. May we walk in forgiveness. May we walk in unity, oneness, oh God. And we thank you now, God, for transforming our minds into your mind so we may do the will, the perfect will of God be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, people of God. God bless you again tonight. Don't forget to come on out and be with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Until the next time, glory to God. Blessings unto each of you in Jesus' name. God bless you. That concludes our broadcast for tonight.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
Thank you.